This is JIS News. Coming up, Innswood artificial water system now complete. Acting Chief Medical Officer says Jamaicans are taking Zikvi prevention tips seriously, and Exim Bank urges SMEs to utilize trade credit insurance scheme. The details after this message.
We help you get there.
Are you a small business owner? You work hard and you want to build your business to earn more? Well, the Development Bank of Jamaica will help you with the money you need to get there. With a business loan or a partial loan guarantee, contact your financial institution and ask how.
The Development Bank of Jamaica.
We help you get there.
Now the news. Work on the $1 billion artificial groundwater recharge system in Innswood, St. Catherine is now complete. The project aims to increase and improve groundwater in the lower Rio Cobra limestone aquifer of the St. Catherine Plains, which supplies the parish as well as the Kingston metropolitan area. National Water Commission and WC project engineer Darian Jackson says the system is currently being flushed and tested.
We're flushing the line. We're making sure that the line is laid according to the specifications, infiltration test. We're making sure that the water retaining structure is going to hold the water. We're testing everything.
The reservoir was built with the capacity to supply 5 million gallons of potable water daily. The facility will treat natural water from the Old Harbour National Irrigation Commission canal through a series of settling basins, which will remove sediments, pollutants, and other particles. The project is being executed by M&M Jamaica Limited under the supervision of Rural Water Supply Limited, with funding support from the Inter-American Development Bank. The Export-Import Exim Bank of Jamaica is renewing its call for small and medium-sized businesses to utilize its trade credit insurance scheme. This in order to expand to new markets and increase capacity for growth. Chief Officer of Loan Administration Charles Lewis says businesses that utilize this service will see significant benefits.
Trade credit insurance is a product that seeks to provide insurance cover against receivables. In other words, if you sell your goods to a third party and the third party did not pay you, trade credit will insure you against that risk, of non-payment. So it's an important tool to businesses, particularly when they're embarking into new markets, either domestic or export, or they're engaging new clients.
The product serves to drive economic growth as it facilitates expansion in trade and has tremendous impact on increasing export and sales into new markets. Acting Chief Medical Officer Dr. Winston Delahaye says communities are heeding the Zika virus prevention tips and advisories being disseminated by the Ministry of Health. Dr. Delahaye made the comment as he hailed the large turnout for the Ministry of Health's first national Zikvi cleanup activity held in Portmore and Spanish Town, St. Catherine on Saturday.
People are receptive. I think, you know, you can see that there are many who didn't take it seriously. And we understand that. And the fact that we have come out, we would like to think that has motivated persons, and that's the kind of feeling I'm getting in interacting with persons.
Old Brayton and Reed's Pen in Portmore and Rivoli in Spanish Town were the focus of the cleanup activity conducted under the theme Operation Mosquito Search and Destroy. The cleanup effort is expected to continue as other communities have been identified by the ministry as potential breeding sites for the Aedes aegypti mosquito, which transmits Zikvi. Meanwhile, Acting Chief Medical Officer Dr. Winston Delahaye is alerting the public to a higher than usual number of dengue cases being detected by the Ministry of Health at this time. 23 cases of dengue fever have been diagnosed thus far by the ministry.
So in our escalated surveillance based on the Zikvi, we have noted an increase reporting, as in confirmed cases now, not just suspected, of dengue. And so when we look at the figures, we crunch the figures with our epidemiologists, we now must say to the public we are on high dengue alert as well. In addition to the Zikvi issue we're dealing with, let's get serious, let's remove the breeding sites.
Persons are urged to continue to protect themselves from mosquito bites. This can be done through the use of mosquito repellent containing DEET, wearing long-sleeved clothing as much as possible, sleeping under a mosquito net, and meshing windows and doors to prevent mosquitoes from entering the home. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyer.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.